Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Here's the pitch. Drive to left field, and this ball is gone. He's tied Clemente. Andrew McCutchen has homered to give the Pirates the lead here in the third. It's 2-1 as he lines his fifth home run of the season over the left field wall, gives him 240 as a bucko, and matches Roberto Clemente for third on the all-time Pirates home run list.
Andrew McCutchen, second on the team in OPS. He is 38 years old. Neil Walker played with Andrew McCutchen, obviously, is 39 years old. I would imagine that this is quite impressive to a man such as Neil. Neil brought to us by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. And Neil also brought to you by Mike Camlin Hyundai, home of the Mike Camlin Advantage Oil Changes for Life. Neil, can you imagine having a 770 OPS and hitting homers just last year? I mean, it's remarkable what this guy is doing.
Yeah, I certainly can't. I mean, he's unbelievable. And you know, the biggest thing for me playing with Andrew and knowing Andrew and, you know, up until, you know, I retired, I probably played more games with Andrew than any other player in my career or life for that matter, is just he's defying time. Like, he's defying his age right now. It's incredible. Like, you know, he blew out his knee when he was in Philadelphia on kind of a quirky play. But outside of that, you know, he said, you know, every once in a while he'll get nicked up, but the guy's durable, and he plays through a lot of crap, and he's just such a professional hitter from day one. Those years that he was, you know, he won the MVP and was second in the MVP voting, like, you just knew on a nightly basis it was must watch TV. You knew that he was going to impact the game in some form or fashion. And so, you know, people say, like, are you surprised at what he's doing now? And I'm like, no, because I've seen it firsthand. I've seen the work he puts in, how he takes care of himself, you know, blessed with not being, having, you know, diabolical injuries over the course of his career. And the guy is still putting up quality at bat after quality at bat.
Neil, I would imagine, too, seeing him, a guy that you're close to, tie Clemente with the obvious ties to your family. I mean, how were you feeling in that moment?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was on the TV side, and you know, he had a home run the night before, and he was joking that he didn't. It was the last day of May. He was joking that he didn't. He just wanted to get one in May after, you know, not getting one, a home run, that is. And I was like, kind of laughing, because I was like, dude, he's going to hit another home run tomorrow. This is how he rolls. And when you know it, his second bat, he sneaks one over the wall in San Diego. So, yeah, it's super nostalgic, though. I mean, you can't help but see the names on the list that he's either creeping up towards or surpassing, and not think how remarkable his career has been. And you know, anybody that understands how difficult the game is, knows how impressive his career has been, and who knows how much longer it continues. I mean, if he's at a 750 to 800 OPS at the end of this year, and physically he's feeling all right, I mean, who's to say that he is not capable of doing it next year?
Neil, when it's all said and done, will he be a Hall of Famer?
I think he's going to be right on that borderline. I think that his numbers, I think his WAR is up close to 60, maybe 55, 60.
Yep.
I can't remember. Do you guys have that information?
Had it earlier. It is about 60, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the guys that are in that same realm, it's kind of right on that borderline. So I personally would love to see it. I think he's a Hall of Fame player, but you know, you also have no idea what some of these voters really dig into when they're looking at it. You know, of course he never won a World Series, and but he does have an MVP. So, like, you know, how are people looking at that? But you know, in my mind, he is a borderline Hall of Famer for sure.
Neil, how vocal was he back when you guys were going to the playoffs 13, 14, 15? I mean, I thought what he said after the game in that bad third strike three call on Henry Davis, I thought that was a great leadership moment for him, taking the guys behind closed doors and then publicly letting us all in on what he told the guys. Was he that kind of guy back then? Was it lead by example? What were you guys dealing with every day when it came to his leadership?
Yeah, he was much more of a lead by example type of guy. You knew he was going to play every single day. You know, especially on those 13, 14, 15 teams, we had leaders kind of in all the categories. And by that, what I mean, you know, Russell Martin was the leader of the catchers. We had a couple infielders, you know, that were leaders. Andrew was kind of the leader of the outfield. AJ Burnett was the leader of the starting pitching staff. Tony Watson was, and Mark Melanson, some of these guys were leaders, and Jason Grilley were kind of the leaders of that bullpen. So there were guys that, you know, that were a little more vocal, you know, guys like Grilley, maybe even a little bit more like myself, and guys like Andrew that were setting the tone as far as, you know, I'm going to play banged up. I'm going to play every day. There's no getting out of the lineup for me. You know, get on my back. I'm going to carry you guys, but this is how we're going to do things. No complaining. Find ways to win on a daily basis. But having said that, when Andrew spoke, everybody listened. And most of the time it was, you know, during times where, you know, something really needed to be said, with, you know, the way things were going or being played or not pressing too much or whatever that may be. So we've definitely, to your point, have seen him evolve a little bit more as this guy that understands he's kind of on the, you know, 17, 18th hole of his career. And he's, you know, passing it forward and wants to see this organization and see these young guys play the game the right way and succeed. So not surprised that he did what he did in San Diego, but definitely, you know, he's come a long way from being that, you know, mostly lead by example guy to be more of a lead with his voice and as a lead by example guy.
Neil, do you give your brother-in-law any tips, and does he use them?
You know, we have really good conversations, and he's what's great about Donnie is he doesn't think he knows it all, and that's one of the reasons why he brought in Gene Lamont, and also he's given some other guys on the on his staff a little bit more of a role since he's moved out of that bench coach role and Shelty's moved on. So he'll ask you, he'll say, you know, what'd you think about this? What'd you think about that? Because, you know, having played, or even for example, you know, the play-by-play guys, you know, Joe and Greg, they obviously didn't necessarily play, but man, they do every single game, and they see and they watch and they feel the pulse of the organization and the team. And so he is very open to, you know, things that he may not see because it's right in front of him. So I wouldn't say tips, but I would say, you know, we do have good conversations about, you know, what do you see? Does it look like this guy's pressing? Does it look like this guy is comfortable up there? You know, what do you see? And so that is a very good leadership quality, in my opinion, because, you know, if you're an I know it all type of manager or coach, you're probably not doing your job all that well, because there's so many people, a la Gene Lamont, that have seen so much in the game of baseball. And when you think that you know everything, there's always somebody out there that knows more.
That's a great answer to a great question. All right, Neil, I'm nervous to ask this question. So Henry Davis strikes out the other day with the bases loaded. We all see the box. Yep. The Levin Furniture and Mattress strike zone. And it's 1.8 inches off the plate we have seen. I know, like, back in the day, it was protect with two strikes. Is that taught anymore? And more to the point here, settle the debate. Should Henry have swung at that pitch?
Well, let me set the scene for you, okay?
So yeah,
you got the closer in, who is probably one of the better closers in baseball. He's got a 100-mile-an-hour sinker. You're in a 3-2 count, two outs, and bases loaded. So you know there's a very, very high probability you're getting a fastball. So you're somewhat in what I like to call swing mode, which is kind of protect mode. But I do know this: if I'm in the batter's box and I'm right-handed and know a guy has a sinker, and know he's probably throwing a sinker, I'm telling myself, I need to see this pitch out of his hand, you know, out over the plate, because if it starts middle or middle in, it's going to run in and off the plate. So my first reaction is, you know, yes, he should have swung to try to put that in play. If he did swing, there's probably a good chance he fouls it off to the poolside or hits a ground ball to the third baseman. But I would venture to say that Henry probably had the same thoughts. When he saw that ball release out of Suarez's hand, he said, "Oh, okay, there's a fastball. It started middle end. This thing's going to run off the place." And it did exactly what I just mentioned. It was a sinker. It came in and on his hands. So the straight answer is probably, yeah, he probably should have offered and tried to protect. But I can understand why he didn't swing, because as hitters, you're so in tune to looking for pitches to start in certain spots. And if they do, your brain can kind of tell you, oh, that's a ball, or, oh, that's going to be close, I need to protect. So I don't want to commit to saying he should have swung. What was he doing? Because I've been in that same situation and had that go in a similar way. And your first reaction is, yeah, I probably should have protected. But that's a tough one. That's a real tough one, because you don't want to swing it. You don't want to swing at balls. And if he swings at that again, it's a sinker down and in. And if he does put it in play, it's probably a weak ground out to the third baseman, or it's a foul ball. But yeah, you kind of want to live another day. So I'm sorry to go in circles.
No,
right,
that's a hell of an answer.
Not a direct answer. Okay. So
give the perspective that we're not going to have. I mean, that ball's coming out of his hand. It's diving inside. And ultimately, it should not have been called a strike. There's no debate about that. That thing was off the plate. Neil, this was wonderful. You are the man. That was a great conversation today, man.
Yes, it was.
Well, good. Well, I appreciate you guys. I always love talking to you, and the banter's always good. Now, me and Harry Callis had a nice talk about playing or not playing some infield. I know he's got some demons from his childhood about playing second base. So we talked about that a little bit. I let him know that it's kind of interesting. Cole Young, I'm not sure if you guys saw, the NA grad, got called up, and I get to work with him in the off season a little bit. And he came to me a couple years ago and he said, the Mariners want me to play some second base during spring training and possibly moving forward. And I said, well, great, we'll get some work in. You know, how much have you played second base? And he said, I've never played second base. And I was like, never? Like, you've never played second base at all? No, always played shortstop. So I literally, as a 19-year-old, he's a 19-year-old kid, I had to take him from Jump Street and teach him how to play second base. So I was trying to give Harry some advice, letting him know, I know that second base is not easy. It wasn't an easy transition for me. But even at the major league level, there's guys that haven't done it, in the arm angle and turning the double plays, especially the double play throws to second base. That's not easy. So I know he's got some reservations about that. He wants to play second. He doesn't want a DH. Of course, all the best athletes do, just like Harry. And so, hopefully he gets a shot maybe of playing second base and exercising those demons.
Neil, you're the
Fantastic.
Nicest man in baseball. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
We'll talk to you next week. I mean, that was a great answer on Henry Davis. It was a great question by you and an awesome answer talking about Gene Lamont and Don Kelly. I'm going to get to all that when we come back. Also, I teased a Steelers topic like an hour and a half ago, and I forgot to get to it.
Yeah.
So we do that at the bottom of the hour.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Big time Steelers insider who you'd think would know a thing or two about their plans discussed their plans if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come in. He discussed those plans yesterday. We'll talk about it coming up in the next segment. Want to react to some of what Neil had to say in a moment here. But Callis has been spurned now, screwed by Bubba from 100.7 Star. Bubba is the manager of this charity baseball game taking place at Wild Things Park on Saturday. All money raised will be going to Riley's Poorhouse, the rebuild efforts. Callis is hitting eighth in DHing, and now I see there is a burner account. It's a Twitter account that only has, it's only following one guy, two guys, following Nick Callis, the Fan Morning Show, and Michael Brewerly.
Are you serious?
Just harassing Bubba. Callis isn't playing the field. LOL, I'd be mad if I were him. Guess Bubba's ugly doesn't appreciate hard work when it's right in front of him. My man did like 400 squats umpiring baseball. Can he not catch? Callis DHing is worse than anything Adam Crowley has ever done to him on the morning show for real at Bubba's Ugly. Chuck Funkin.
What's the name?
Chuck Funkins. Could this person have not made it easier for me to say on the radio?
Chuck Funkins?
Yeah, be careful.
Who even comes up with a name like that? Chuck Funkins. Chuck Funyuns. Funkins.
I just love the idea of Bubba getting maliciously attacked online by somebody taking up the cause for one Harry Callis. Bubba is at Bubba's Ugly online. At Bubba's Ugly, I should say, on Twitter. So if you would like to join in the fray and harass him, I think that would make Chuck Funkin's day. And I think it would make Harry Callis's day. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And on Twitter, Chuck Funkins. Twitter's brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township.
Did you make that?
Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. I did not.
You did not make that burner account?
Chuck Funkins?
I mean, I feel like you're giggling in a way like you're part of this. I feel like you just created a Twitter account whenever you're over there and came up with that name to harass Bubba.
I'm not that creative. I didn't do that. Chuck Funkins. This is whimsically delightful to me. It's very funny to me. And I am laughing in a way that I could see why you would think I did it, but I don't have that kind of time. And you really think I'd take up for Callis? No way. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Talked to Neil Walker in the last segment. He gave Callis some advice in this charity baseball game. He also talked about Don Kelly, and he made a good point here. It was a great question by you. He brought in Gene Lamont because he knows he doesn't do everything. He knows he doesn't know everything. That's such a rarity, man. In a position like that, I'm finally the manager of a Major League Baseball team, Don Kelly. I'm going to do it my way. No, I'm going to hire people with more experience. Yeah. I'm going to bring them in, and I'm going to learn on the job, and I'm going to use every helpful hand I can possibly take. I think Tomlin was as successful as he was when he took over, and this is a feather in his cap. I'm not sure whose decision this was. If it was his, then I'll give him full credit for it. He was a Tampa 2 guy, 4-3 dude. He keeps Dick LeBeau around, and I mean the rest is history. He inherits Bruce Arians, keeps Bruce Arians around, and you're going to delegate, and I think he did a good job of it. That's a skill, one that I think has evaded him now, but for Don Kelly to say, hey, let's bring Gene Lamont in here because I don't know everything, I think he should be commended for that. I think it's pretty cool. You still on Chud Funkins?
Yeah. I honestly thought he was, and I'm not joking, I thought that he was going to bring in Wehner to be his bench coach. That's a guy that, like, if I had the opportunity with Donnie Kelly and I had the access, and now I would love to hire my brother-in-law, Neil, like, all joking aside, but I just can't do that perception-wise.
Right.
But like somebody like Wehner, who has played basically every position, played for the organization, you know, is a broadcaster organization, knows the ins and outs of baseball. Like, I literally thought that was a very, very high probable option.
I wonder if they talked to him about that.
I'm sure that they did. I would have. Why not?
Use all minds.
Yes.
I think they need a little old school.
Oh, yes, exactly. That too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Wehner would absolutely provide that.
Uh-huh.
And Gene Lamont has provided that. And Donnie's got the old school too.
Yes, he does.
Hey, you're hot. You're standing in the lineup. Hey, we're not changing the lineup up every day. Oh, yeah, and if you blow a call, I'm going to freak out right in your face. My man's been tossed 3 times in like 20 games. I love that. How about Neil's nuanced answer? I don't think Neil had a problem with Henry Davis not swinging.
Right.
But the way I heard it was Neil may have swung at that pitch.
Because he knew the pitcher.
Yeah.
You do your homework. If you know the pitcher and you know what's coming and you know what the guy, you know, the closer does offer. And Neil was like, he's probably going to get you're probably thinking you're going to get a fastball, but whenever it leaves out of your hand, out of the pitcher's hands, and you see it start to sink, it's like, oh man, like, where's this going to go? Is it going to veer off? Then it's like, you're kind of caught in the middle, and it's like, what are you going to do? Are you just going to swing and miss, or are you just going to let it maybe trickle off and then you can get the walk?
If that's the thought process by Henry Davis, I'm guessing it was, right? I mean,
I would assume so.
That's some veteran stuff right there, and he got hosed. Like, there's no other way to put it. He did get hosed.
I mean, I would assume that if you're a batter, and you don't have to be a great batter, but you know pitches if you're a catcher, right?
Yeah.
So, like, in Henry's mind, he's like, okay, I know exactly what's coming, but where is it going?
And he saw 10 pitches already in that at-bat.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so he saw everything he had to offer.
Right.
And it was, I mean, the more I've watched it too, I mean, it just, I think the ump got caught up in emotion. I think he got caught up because of the crowd going berserk. And I love their City Connect uniforms, I do. Forgive me. And then the way Henry flipped the bat, I think if it was a tie and I'm making up my mind and he flips the bat, nah, don't be presumptuous. You're gone. All right. Coming up next, Steelers Insider reports on what the team would do if Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up. We'll tell you what he said. We'll react when we come back. You know what? This is why I'm not going to say the name.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh! 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 When you hear the mummy scream, that means we got breaking news. Adam Schefter, big-time NFL insider, reports. Sources. Former Bills and Jags wide receiver Gabe Davis scheduled to travel to Pittsburgh on Wednesday to visit with the Steelers on Thursday. Pittsburgh has been seeking additional receiving help and has inquired about, but is not expected to trade for, tight end Jonnu Smith. So Schefter kind of breaking two stories in one there. Steelers not expected to get Jonnu Smith, but Gabe Davis going to be visiting with the Steelers on Thursday. I like Gabe Davis.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny because he had 20 catches last year for 239 yards and two touchdowns.
I only played 10 games. Banged up.
Well, in the games he played, he had three catches, two catches, one catch, three catch, five catch, one catch, zero, one.
Year before that, 746 yards. Year before that, 836. I mean, that's
with
a good
Josh
player.
Allen.
That's a good player.
With
in
Josh
there.
Allen.
Hey, don't you like Aaron Rodgers?
He's not here yet.
Would you rather throw it to Gabriel Davis or Robert Woods?
Robert Woods.
No, you would not. Get out of here.
What did Robert Woods do last year?
I don't have it in front of me.
I can find out for you.
Oh, why don't you go find it for me? Gabriel Davis, when he's been healthy, has been a big play player. Now, is he my first choice? No, I'd rather have Amari Cooper. who didn't get it done with Josh Allen last year. Yeah, that's right. Make your Robert Woods face.
It's basically the same.
Feel shame.
Basically the same.
Feel shame.
20 catches, 203 yards.
Yeah, neither one super productive. Gabriel Davis going to be 26 this year, so he's still young. 16.6 yards per catch, 17.4 yards per catch, 15-7, 17-1. He is a big play player. I'd rather have Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper, a route runner. I think you want that complimenting DK Metcalf. But, and this probably isn't a great place to be as a radio host or as a fan. I would take anything. I really would. And what does this tell you what they think about Roman Wilson? Like, oh, Roman's having this great OTAs. I'm hoping it just means he is, but they're not going to let that affect their decision-making.
Right.
Yeah, this wouldn't be my first choice. But I do think he's a better player than he showed last year. Like, the two previous seasons when he was healthy, those are some number two wide receiver numbers. You're right about Josh Allen.
Dropped a lot, too.
Yeah. And he's most famous for having four touchdowns in a playoff game against the Chiefs. And is he really, I mean, I think that makes him a bigger name player than his overall production would indicate. But seven touchdowns, I mean, it's better than what George Pickens was doing from a touchdown catching standpoint. I would take Gabriel Davis, but he's not my first choice. And I guess it means they're out on Jonnu Smith, too. Would you rather have Gabriel Davis or Jonnu Smith?
Come on.
What do you mean, come on? You just told me you'd rather have Robert Woods. What do you mean?
Robert Woods over Gabe Davis, but Jonnu Smith was a Pro Bowl tight end last year.
Yeah, I know. I would take Jonnu too. Because I'm in the playmaker mode.
Right.
That's what you said. Let's get a guy who can come in here and make plays. Forget about position. Forget about wide receiver. Forget about tight end. Get a guy who catches touchdowns. Get a guy who puts up yards. And Jonnu Smith did last year.
Yep.
Now, what is appealing for Gabriel is you would obviously hope that the production from 2 years ago and 3 years ago would be the production that you would get this year, and you wouldn't have to give up anything for him. With Jonnu, you would. Jonnu would also probably be more expensive. Give me Amari Cooper. People who know say that Amari Cooper's tape last year with Cleveland was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
They just had some of the worst quarterback play in the NFL.
Yep.
And then he goes to Buffalo. He's banged up. He couldn't jump on a moving train. I'm still holding out hope for Amari Cooper. But we have heard no reported meetups with him and the Steelers. I'd be getting them all in here. Get Amari Cooper in here. Get Gabriel Davis in here. Get Keenan Allen in here. Get them all in.
Why
run
not?
Them through the gamut.
Why not?
At least they're doing their due diligence.
Yeah. Got to give them credit there.
Yeah. Got to backfill. That's what, I mean, this, you can lie. I say this all the time. You can lie in what comes out of your mouth. Hey, Omar Khan, we believe in Kenny Pickett. Not long after, bang, traded. Art Rooney II, we want Russ or Justin Fields. Now it's June 3rd and we're still waiting on Aaron Rodgers. But when you're bringing guys in, you're not doing it for show.
No.
And I told everyone, and no one believed me, but I was right about it. Thanks, Albert Breer. They were asking around on Chris Olave. But I ain't giving them full credit until they get a guy. Because I gave them credit for trying last year on Ayuk, and we thought that was going to get done, and it didn't. So I'll give them credit when they get a guy, but at least they're doing their due diligence right now. All right, we had another Steelers-related topic. I had to blow it off for the mummy sound for the breaking news.
Oh!
What did a Steelers insider have to say about the quarterback position? We'll tell you coming up next. Social media's biggest loser is this. What's that guy's name? Chuck Funkins? Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Jerry Dulac yesterday said, I believe and have been told that if it's not Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers will find a veteran quarterback to back up Mason Rudolph. What the hell?
Who else is out there? I mean, I don't even say Kirk Cousins because then you have to trade and pay. But, like, who's out there? It's a free agent. Ben.
Oh, Ben backs up Mason.
Mm-hmm.
What a story that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here's the take. If Rodgers doesn't come, let Rudolph be the guy. Fine, he's earned it to this point. Fine, whatever. Let him be the guy. If he gets hurt, let Will Howard sink or swim.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, fifth round pick, right? Fifth or sixth round pick.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what? your thoughts of him is, whenever you draft him that late, is that he is going to be a backup, and he's not going to be really, your initial thought is like he's not going to be the future, so might as well let him sink or swim.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
He's not your franchise quarterback.
Because if the, whoever, they want to win, right? They say they want to win. So let's say it is Rudolph. You think Rudolph's backup, Mason Rudolph's backup is winning? Probably not. So you might as well just go with the young guy at that point.
Yeah.
Let this be the room. Seriously, if Rodgers doesn't show up, Mason 1, Skylar Thompson 3, Will Howard 2,
mm-hmm.
and go into the season like that and see what happens. People are blowing up the text line. What about chess? Harry, you ready for the chess?
It better be worth it.
It's not. Magnus Carlsen, the top-ranked chess player in the world, was upset by Gukesh Damaraju, one of the other top-ranked players in the world, at the Norway chess tournament on Saturday. Damaraju, who turned 19 years old on Friday, a young Indoran, staged a thrilling comeback after Carlsen blundered and left the door open for his young opponent, and then the guy went nuts. He flipped over the chessboard. He did shake the guy's hand, but he freaked out. That's it. That was the story.
Didn't have a connection of like Henry Davis or anything?
So. Yeah, it did, but I can't possibly remember that now.
You said you played chess in eighth grade.
I did. I was part of the chess club. That was the connection, because you told me I couldn't have baseball opinions. Well, I got all kind of chess opinions. He shouldn't have left his flank open.
Wow.
I watched the board. I saw it. I could see it coming a mile away, guys, because I played chess in eighth grade.
Can you play chess now? Like, do you remember?
I haven't played chess in over a decade.
You and I need to play.
20 years.
Right now. I have a set in my car. We need to play.
You know how to play chess?
Yeah.
Doran, he said he's got a set in his car.
That doesn't mean he knows how to play.
No, I know.
I feel like he has like a bunch of little games in
I
there
told
just
you
in case
that.
Somebody wants to play a game in his van.
No, everybody shut up. I told you that when I took
shoots
my girlfriend.
Ladders.
I told you when I took my girlfriend out on our first date.
No.
We were waiting for the bowling alley.
Video
and so
games.
We played cards in the van until the bowling alley was ready for us.
The man in the red van.
I was just going to say, Doran Callis, I know you're well-intentioned here, but if if any police officers are hearing this segment, they're thinking, we can't let this guy get within a mile of an elementary school.
Who said I was going to an elementary school?
I am. Hi, kids. Come play shoots and ladders and chess. I got all these board games in the back of my van.
You want a snack? I got snacks. You want a snack?
I bought it at the flea market at that Spring
Fest. I got juice boxes.
In the middle of May and Graintree. It was $2. I couldn't pass it up. It's got
popsicles.
It's got chess. It's got checkers.
Doritos.
It's a little tin can.
Gummy bears.
I don't have food in there. I'm on a waking 180. Come on, Doran.
It's not for you.
It's not for anybody.
It's for your little friends that you're inviting into your van.
I'm not inviting little friends into my van. I'm not that guy. What are we doing here? It's a red van.
Who has chess in their van? Who has chess in their car?
Me.
Who keeps a chess set in their car?
Me.
Just because.
It's not just because.
What is it for?
What if me and my girlfriend are bored? We can play cards. We can play chess.
In the car?
Checkers? Yeah.
Oh.
I got a table in there and everything.
You think that's normal?
Yeah. Why not? Don't you want to be prepared with entertainment? You're stranded
I'm going to have a couple waters when I'm stranded. I'm going to have a thing of chess so I can have people come into my van and play chess.
If you're going on a road trip with your family and you got to fix a tire, wouldn't you rather than be entertained in your car?
No. I need to fit. No. Shut up and sit back and be quiet while I fix this damn tire.
Doran, do you have a? Is he aware we all have computers in our hand? He goes, I was at a flea market and I saw an offer I couldn't pass up.
Unbelievable!
It was $2, and I got it half off the total. So I got two George Foreman grills and a tin chess set.
So now
with
you're
checkers
cooking,
included.
You're cooking mini
for a
burgers
total
for your
$10.
Friends.
Yes.
And mini
for a total
hot dogs.
Of $10.
He bartered the cost of the chessboard from $4 to $2.
I didn't barter it. That was the flea market deal. It was your price in half.
I'm out.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 5:40. Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 81, and apparently it's going to get kind of thick and smoggy out there because all them damn Canadian wildfires are blowing in from north of the border. So just be aware. That.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.